Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
But there were some things those customers didn't know about the exchange that was holding their money. For one, even though Quadriga seemed like a big company, it was actually tiny. In fact, there was only one full-time employee, Jared.
Refrigerators and washing machines and KitchenAids are all sold as direct reflections of our personalities and our values. And this hammers home the idea that the daily tasks of feeding and cleaning and washing are moral, personal decisions.
When the Cincinnati Gardens opened, it was the seventh largest indoor arena in the entire country.
Today, find your new favorite podcast with samples from these: Exit Scam, Nice Try, and the Lance McAllister Podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. In 2018, a company called Quadriga was Canada's largest Bitcoin exchange, and its CEO, Gerald Cotton, was overseeing some $200 million worth of customers' Bitcoin cash. But during his honeymoon, Cotton unexpectedly died under mysterious circumstances, and with him, the passwords to the exchange. His customers were told their money was lost forever. Enter Exit Scam, the podcast about one of the biggest scams in the crypto world. Host Aaron Lammer knows the lingo of the crypto world, explaining why you can't recover a Bitcoin password and what a dead man's switch is. As the narrative escalates into conspiracy theories, Lammer guides listeners through each twist, working to answer one central question: did Cotton fake his own death? Let's sample an episode of Exit Scan with a clip from The Lost Password that sets up the story of Jerry Cotton and Quadriga Bitcoin.
I'm joined by Gerald Cotton, who is the president of Quadriga FinTech Solutions. So tell us about Quadriga FinTech Solutions and what your technology is.
We're basically a clearinghouse where Bitcoin traders across the country buy and sell Bitcoin. Approximately 80% of all Bitcoin trading in Canada takes place on our platform.
In 2017 alone, more than $1 billion worth of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies was traded on Jerry's exchange. But Bitcoin exchanges also work a little like banks. They hold customers' money for them because most people who buy Bitcoin do it as an investment. Instead of spending it, they'll just leave it in their accounts. When Jerry died, Quadriga had 76,000 customers who had a total of $215 million stored on the exchange. Some customers only had a little bit in their accounts, like maybe a few hundred bucks. Others had their entire life savings on Quadriga. But there were some things those customers didn't know about the exchange that was holding their money. For one, even though Quadriga seemed like a big company, it was actually tiny. In fact, there was only one full-time employee, Jerry. There were a few freelance contractors who handled things like customer service and social media, but they all worked remotely. Most of them had never met Jerry. Quadriga didn't even have an office. Jerry ran the whole exchange from his laptop, from his house in Halifax or wherever he and Jen happened to be traveling. For all intents and purposes, Jerry was Quadriga. He called all the shots. He alone had access to the money the exchange was holding for its customers. And now he was gone.
A powerful and all too common story from the world of cryptocurrency. That's Exit Scam, available from the Start Here collections on the podcast menu from wvxu.org. In our daily life, we often fail to understand how the products we use are designed not just to meet our needs, but actually to shape and mold our behavior to their design needs and goals. Well, the podcast Nice Try from New York Magazine interrogates the lifestyle technologies and products that determine the ways we clean, cook, exercise, and sleep. as we attempt to sail to the unreachable shore of a better life. Hosted by Avery Truffleman, Nice Try delves into the history of the vacuum cleaner, the crock pot, mattresses, including a lesson on Thomas Edison's sleeping habits, and Truffleman fills each episode with enough factoids to make every listen feel like a trip to Ripley's Believe It or Not, even though she's talking about subjects as mundane as a doorbell. Here's a taste of Nice Try with the debut episode from Season 2. Avery explores how we've been powerfully acculturated to think of a good home, our own little utopia.
You might ask yourself what you're going to need to furnish your new apartment. My guess is quite a bit. Prosperity involves a lot of consumption.
And home devices have become personal devices. Refrigerators and washing machines and KitchenAids are all sold as direct reflections of our personalities and our values. And this hammers home the idea that the daily tasks of feeding and cleaning and washing are moral, personal decisions. The very choices that make you who you are, that make your life yours. And that is why Professor Ruth Schwartz Cowan said,
people can cooperate with each other on all kinds of things, but some of them are very emotional and they fight over those things.
I guess, you know, the thing that we're seeking, or that we're all seeking to answer in our lives, and especially in this series, is just, are those things at odds? The idea of a utopia and the idea of the private home. Can the private home be a sort of utopia?
Well, that's a $64,000 question. I would say that everybody I know, including my children, sets out to create a private home that will be a utopia and fails.
And so, come along with me on a journey into the private sphere, into the technology and products that have determined the ways we clean, cook, exercise, sleep, and shit, as we attempt to sail to the unreachable shore of a better life in our little homes or apartments or rooms, each ideally its own little fiefdom with its own culture and philosophy and rules, and each contingent, like any perfect utopia, on letting in only who they want to let in. And that decision of who to let in and who to exclude is aided by a technology that I don't often think of as a technology. But it's the first thing that you touch when you enter someone else's home.
From New York Magazine, that's Nice Try. Available now on the Start Here Collections page at wvxu.org/starthere. Local podcast creators in Cincinnati span from passionate enthusiasts who want to share their love of a subject or a place to local professionals who use the medium to explore interests beyond what they're allowed to do on the radio. One example of the latter is Cincinnati iHeartRadio's Lance McAllister. Local sportscaster Lance McAllister regularly veers off the usual sportscast to bring you interesting stories of Cincinnati. Like this episode, Lance tells the story of the famed and now demolished Cincinnati Gardens. The gardens opened in the winter of 1949 and has been the home to many generations of Cincinnatians' fond memories.
When the Cincinnati Gardens opened, it was the seventh largest indoor arena in the entire country. Seating capacity was 11,000. And what an opening week for Cincinnati Gardens back in 1949. On February 22nd, the opening of it was the Dallas Texans versus the Montreal Canadiens in an exhibition hockey match. According to the Cincinnati Gardens website, the game drew 11,144 fans. At the time, it was the largest crowd gathered under one roof in the history of the city of Cincinnati. One day later, on February 23rd, college basketball at the Gardens. UC against Butler. One day later, February 24th, opening week of the Gardens. College basketball. Xavier versus Kentucky. And on February 28th, at the Cincinnati Gardens, Cincinnati boxer Ezzard Charles versus Joey Maxim out of Cleveland in a heavyweight title contender fight. I mean, just consider some of the events through the years at the Gardens. The NBA Cincinnati Royals. The NBA All-Star Game was there in 1966. There were concerts with Elvis and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan and the Jackson 5. Xavier played there. UC played there. There were 42 shootouts played there. Hockey with the Cincinnati Mohawks, the Cincinnati Swords, Cincinnati Cyclones, the Mighty Ducks. Boxing, as I mentioned, with Ezard Charles. You talk about classic Friday night entertainment. Middletown versus Hamilton in high school basketball showdowns. There was roller derby and pro wrestling. Wrestling. The circus. Remember the Cincinnati Slammers? There were presidential campaign rallies for Richard Nixon and Barry Goldwater at the Cincinnati Gardens. Evel Knievel jumped at the Gardens.
From our local creators, that's Lance McAllister's podcast from iHeartRadio. Link to it at Start Here's collection page on WVXU.org. Just choose the Start Here collections from the podcast menu. As we wrap up today, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast Charts as presented by iTunesCharts.net. As the country and the world wrestle with how to handle Russia, the podcast chart world seems to be on a predictable pattern of engagement and distraction. Two podcasts have been sharing the number one position for the past week. For those engaging times, it's the New York Times, The Daily at number one. And at the distraction times, it's Twin Flames about the love obsession stories of Shalia and Jeff. That's The Daily and Twin Flames, both number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose Start Here, the newsletter, from the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.